title show back the way it should be on internet only.
Yeah.
And can I be the first to say, fuck you. Jesus Christ. I'm tired of being Mr. Nice Guy. But we are back to the way that we're supposed to be, like idiots.
How about
on
that?
The internet. We can cuss
on the internet.
Again.
Fuck yeah.
I can cuss again.
That's why we're doing it
month short. Shit. I can say shit now.
Yeah. That's why we're doing this when the building owners aren't here. Because I don't think they like it very much. There's no one here, so we can just rant and rave about what the hell we want to.
Well, Mike, I can't hear.
You can't hear?
You must have bumped something.
Donnie can't hear anything. Can you hear now, you little wussy?
There you go.
You can hear now?
Yeah.
There we go. So anyway, we're going to start off the show with a former member of the show being retarded and drunk.
Dang, man, if y'all don't quit cutting off my mic over there. There you go.
Guys, you need to fix that for real. Jesus. Here. Okay.
Wrapped around.
Who is this lovely young fellow coming in helping
hey,
us here?
Hey, baby.
How you doing? Okay, can you hear
still
now?
I can't hear. I got to fix my crap.
Oh, no.
No.
You still can't hear anything?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Woohoo!
There you go.
Hey, you got it? Okay, there we go.
Maybe you're just not all the way up or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, we're not very loud, but once we start playing some audio, it'll be loud. So, here we go. Here is Michael and a friend we have no idea. It's unidentified. Do you have his number so we can call him?
I got his house number.
Crap, my cell phone's in the studio. We'll call him after the break and so he can explain this and give us a second opportunity to play this.
Yes.
So here we go. Here's the drunk voicemail I received a couple of days ago.
First skipped message sent today at 3:58 a.m.
Dude, you gotta turn this up. I cannot hear it very good.
Well, it's showing up very loud on the.
You got to fix my
Jesus,
mic.
Guys, do you think we could fix it? Okay, there we go. Can you hear now?
No.
Well, we turned it up. You can't hear that now.
No. Hit my mic thing over there.
Can you hear now?
There we go. There we go.
Right this now. Sucks. Donnie can't hear shit. You would think yours is the black.
There it is. So sure.
That's your microphone cable. That's
there
your,
we go.
That's
right
your
there.
Headset cable.
Oh, leave it on. Right there. Let it
right
go.
There. Can
let
you hear?
No, drop it down. No.
Can you hear?
I gotta fix this.
We gotta fix. Wow, we're being very. Oh, wow, that's clipping.
Leave it alone. Don't touch
leave
it.
Leave it alone. Don't touch it. Can you hear now?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Are you sure you can hear me?
I'm perfect.
Well, you're not exactly perfect, but...
Well, you know.
I can't bully Michael.
You have to replay that.
Well, let's play from the beginning. Donnie couldn't hear most
I
of that.
I can't hear nothing.
First skipped message sent today at 3:58 a.m.
What? Where did that come from? There you go.
Oh my god.
Where did that come from? How long is this?
This is a minute long.
Are you serious? He must have been really...
Drunk.
He
was. I think he explains himself later.
Why do you play football? I'm drunker than a donkey.
Now that sounds like you.
What?
That voice sounded like you. Wait a minute.
I'm drunker than a donkey?
Yeah.
Than a donkey.
That sounds like you.
It ain't me.
It sounds like you.
It ain't me.
Come clean. Your girlfriend's not listening. Come clean. Where are you?
It was not me, I swear.
Come clean, Donnie.
It wasn't me.
Come clean.
It was not me.
No one will judge you here.
I don't care. It wasn't me.
No one will judge you if you decide to get drunk. Hey, I do it every now and then.
What with Michael?
Oh, so you're saying you're not saying that you didn't get drunk. You're saying it just wasn't with Michael.
Yeah, it just wasn't
on this night.
You. I didn't call you.
If you put this on the show, man, you'll get high ratings.
Okay. Well, we took his advice. We better get higher ratings.
Yeah, if we don't, I'm going to kill Michael.
I'm drunk, man.
At least he ain't lying.
At least he's honest. At least he is honest.
This guy's back in the store.
Hey.
Now see, now that sounds like Jeff. The guy that came in and goes, huh?
Pop a top again.
God. See, this is what I like being back on the internet. We couldn't do this stuff on the radio.
Fun or shit?
We couldn't do this stuff on the radio.
I gotta take a shit. I ain't lying.
Normally, we'd have to say, we have to take a poo-poo.
I gotta take a duty. A duty.
How much money do you have? 80. Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Fire.
End of message.
What in the crap?
Hold on. I tell you what. We're gonna pause this. I'm gonna grab my phone and we're gonna call Michael.
Okay.
Okay. So there's gonna be a little dead space here. Okay. We are back and we're calling Michael right now.
Hello.
Is Michael there? Who is this?
Okay, I think they're all drunk.
Okay.
You want to try that again?
Okay, you just hit send and ask for Michael. Okay, just ask for Michael.
Hello.
Is Michael there?
Hello?
Michael!
Hey, who's this?
This is Bob.
Hey, what's up?
Now, I'm here with Donnie and we're recording the show right now, and we just played a very hysterical message that you left on my phone the other day.
For real?
Yes. Do you happen to remember recording it at all?
Not really.
Who was with you, man?
Who was with you?
I don't remember. Nobody was with me.
There were other voices there.
They weren't at my house, though. It was some people on three-way. I don't even know who they were.
So, how much did you have to drink that night?
When I started, I had like a whole... I don't even remember now.
Thank you, I'm going to drink that.
All I know is it was vodka.
I'm going to drink
nice,
the vodka, man.
Nice. I know where the party's at.
Heck yeah.
Where?
Your house.
Man.
Yeah, it's always a party here.
Come to your house, man.
When we first called and we asked for you, someone just went, duh, and hung up on us.
What?
Yeah, somebody goes, duh, and hangs up. And I was like, what
yeah,
the freak?
I just got here.
Oh, really?
Donnie was like, everyone there sounds drunk.
Real. They did. She was drunk sounding.
She was drunk, man. Yeah.
She probably is.
Yeah.
So it was very hysterical with the Robert is a football player.
Who said that?
You did.
You did.
No, I did.
Yes,
yes you
did. Did.
You go. You start going. You start going. Why? Robert is a football player.
Yeah, you
yes,
did.
You did.
We gotta play it for him.
Oh, yes, God. You did. We'll play it for you when we get a chance to.
All right.
We'll call you after we're done recording, and then we'll play it for you.
Yeah.
Dude, that was funny as shit, man.
It was funny as hell. It's a nice way to be welcome back to the internet.
Are you gonna put it on there?
Yes.
We already played it.
We already played it for everyone.
Everybody on the internet is on the show, man.
For everyone that's going to be listening later tonight whenever we put it online.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be online tonight.
You got to listen to shit. You got to listen to shit, man.
Yeah, you got to download it. Check it out. It's hysterical.
I can't download it because my computer's fucking slow.
I can burn you a copy.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll
download it. Yeah, we just thought we wanted to call you and talk to you about it. Just see
see
if you actually remember
that.
Make sure you're not dead, man.
Yeah, we're making sure you're okay, actually. We're kind of worried after that.
Alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to drink with Mike.
Yeah, man.
We need to get drunk, Mike, for real.
I've never been really drunk.
No, we need to get drunk, Mike.
Yeah, I've never been really drunk before. I think I know where to go now if I want to be.
Y'all can't hang with me, though.
I'll hang with you. Watch me. You know I'll hang. You know I can hang with you.
We need to do this show. One Saturday night, we need
100 proof absolute.
That's some bad shit, Dan.
I tell you what, one Saturday night, you two need to get drunk and then meet me up here to do the show.
That'd be funny as fuck.
While you two are drunk, I can go pick you up, bring you here, take you back so it's no DUI or anything like that.
Yeah. That'd be funny as shit.
I'll do that, John.
I imagine it will be the funniest hour of radio ever.
That'd be funny as fuck.
Try to read a story and you two are sitting here like, what? Huh?
Hey, I got some friends over right now, so
okay,
can
man.
You just call me back later and let me hear it?
Okay, man.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
Peace
okay.
Out, Nico.
Bye, man.
Bye.
I don't remember.
Wow, I like how we're actually getting phone calls on the show now.
Yes.
Yes, we're moving into the 21st century.
But we actually have to call them.
Yeah, we have to call them because we can't call. I mean, they can't call us.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, right now we need to get back to Jeff.
Finally, we're out of school and we still got dirt on Jeff.
Yeah, we still get. Well, it's actually not him being stupid. It's an annoyance, basically.
Okay. It's Jeff.
Jeff obviously has learned how to use HTML, and Jeff got him a new girlfriend. Congratulations!
Whoopie damn dude!
Whoopie fucking dude! You got yourself another anchor. I hope you like. He works at Wendy's now, and I got
Wendy's.
Yes,
I ate there yesterday.
I ate there today too.
Are you serious? I ate at 4:00.
He works there day shift now, and is someone at the door?
No.
Oh, that's you beating the floor.
Yeah, me and Candace went there.
Well, I got dirt on him so bad that if I was to say right now, I would get a bunch of people in trouble, so I'm not going to even bring it up. And let me unplug that microphone right there so you don't start playing with it.
I'll say that and I can hear better.
Yeah, so we're not even going to talk about that. But Jeff, ever since he got a girlfriend, he has this sudden urge to make his texts and these comments on MySpace as big as fucking possible. Jesus effing Christ, look at that. They get progressively bigger as he goes on.
Katie, hey.
My God. Damn. Even on my friends, I can understand on his girlfriends, they're huge as hell. But you look at that.
What?
Look how big these things are.
You can't even read that.
Holy shit.
Hang on, let me read it. Hey.
Oh yeah, here's a clue. Those two don't even like you, Jeff. They think you're as retarded as I think you are.
Duh.
And speaking of MySpace, some people obviously don't understand the use of a blog.
No comment.
Because he doesn't have one yet, but we're getting him one.
I got a damn clue.
We're getting him one. Don't worry, so the fans that think you're hot and not me.
I got fans that think I'm hot?
Yes.
Who?
a girl here in Bainbridge, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hi, baby.
No, not really, baby.
Yeah, because your girlfriend might give
kick me. My ass.
Kick her. Does she even listen?
She didn't listen to the ones on the radio.
Wow, the one episode that was on the radio.
Two.
There was only one.
Oh, you didn't play that?
No, because we had content problems. This one.
Black magic.
Michael Jackson's bedroom, maybe. Yeah. That kind of set some people off a little bit.
Yeah, that and...
We got phone calls about that, believe
Officer
me.
Officer Delicious.
We did. We have phone calls about the Michael Jackson joke.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. People didn't like that one.
That's funny as crap.
People didn't like it, especially the people that listened to it over the radio. They didn't like it that much.
That was funny.
So, and also the fact that I said that the line about Officer Delicious, you saying it looks like Marilyn Manson, I was like, oh, that'd be an improvement. People didn't like that either. People didn't like that line either. So, anyway, but a blog is basically a place where you can express yourself in ways and not have to worry about getting in trouble and stuff. And that is where you see most people getting in trouble. For like threatening people. You go on there and go like, I hate this person, guts, I hope they die, and then they end up dying and they arrest you for conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know. It's one of those things.
A murder.
And I'm a lonely bastard, okay? I think everyone knows that by now. When it comes to the relationship department, I suck. I haven't had a date in over a year.
I'm gonna hook you up, man.
Yeah, hook me up with one of Candace's friends. Does she have any friends? Besides you?
Your ass is mine. After the show.
Ooh, promise?
Yeah.
Finally,
that's
some action around
that's
here.
That's a guarantee, man.
Finally, some action around here.
You won't be lonely anymore.
But anyway. So, I go on there, and a blog is a way to express someone's feelings, right?
Correct.
So, I go on there, and there's a girl that I was liking.
Was
liking.
Keyword.
Until she... Whew.
You've waited too long anyway on her, and she screwed you over, and
yeah.
Da-da-da-da.
Every girl has done that to me, so...
Screw them.
Screw them.
Go gay.
I'd be gay if it wasn't for the sex.
My turn. Fuck that. I'm not gay anymore.
Bend over. Oh, fuck you.
Never.
Maybe.
I'll just be lonely.
Maybe later. Not now. I got company. But obviously,
honey, I'm playing GameCube. That was lame. Please.
Good Lord.
That was lame as shit.
But this girl did not understand that about the blogs. So she was like, it's very uncomfortable for me, and it makes me upset when I see you post this stuff.
Read it!
It makes me feel like you're trying to make me feel sorry for you and try to talk me into going out with you, and you're trying to make other people feel sorry for you.
Suck my ass.
Kiss my fucking ass.
Keyword.
Suck my goddamn dick. I love being back on the internet.
You really want her to, though.
Yes. She was like, she gave me the whole, I'm not ready for another relationship. I just want to be friends and we can talk, you know. And I was cool with that. I was totally ready for that, you know. But you got to express your feelings somehow. And God knows I don't keep a journal.
Queerish.
I know. I mean, so what else was I supposed to fucking do? I mean, it's not like I was trying to make people feel sorry for me. It wasn't that I was trying to make you go out with me. It was just a way of me to express myself. And this show is a outlet for me and Donnie to express ourselves. So right now, I'm going to express myself by saying to you and to everyone else that doesn't understand the whole concept of blogs, go screw yourselves. And that's the end of that.
Moving on
to something else. Jesus Christ, now I'm pissed again.
Chill, man.
God.
Chill. Need some happy cream.
Speaking of women and how stupid they are, let's look in the Woman's Dictionary. This is something we're going to do. We're going to go to this every now and then. I got a whole stack of this crap. Okay. Argument. A noun. A discussion that occurs when you're right, but he hasn't realized it yet.
Okay. So we're never right here?
An argument to a guy is, you shut up while I talk.
Yeah, for real.
The movie Click, you know, just fast forward through it. I skipped the whole fight. Kate Beckinsale is hot, man. Eternity, the last 2 minutes of a football game.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Grocery list, what you spend half an hour writing and forget to take with you to the store.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
I just remember in my head, I need this. Do I need that?
And finally for this week, Valentine's Day, a day when you have dreams of candlelight dinner, diamonds, and romance, but consider yourself lucky to get a card. You damn right you better consider yourself lucky.
You ain't lying, because we forget stuff like that.
And being an interactive show like we are, we get material from listeners.
We get something from a listener.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes really bad. This, a listener from Ohio sent this to me. It is a, it is some inserts to the latest book called Idiots at Work, Chronicles of Workplace Stupidity. And there's a couple of, there's like quick little quirks in here. This one's called, Let's See What Develops. A female employee of Eastman Kodak is suing the company after the Americans with Disabilities Act. The woman claims she suffers from seasonal affective disorder, a form of depression, and wants Kodak to provide more light where she works in a photographic darkroom.
Yeah, okay, you want to pay for all them pictures? Yeah!
Stop that, because it's coming over the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the board is on over here.
Oh.
So you can talk to it if you want to. And let's see. Let's do this one. There's a bunch of these, so we're going to save a bunch of them, like with the dictionary. Questions, questions, questions. That's what this one's called. We've all heard the expression, there's no such thing as a stupid question, right? Yeah. Well, see for yourself. Here are some of the answers from a questionnaire sent out to a number of employers asking, what's the strangest question they've been asked during an interview? Among the responses were, what is it that you people do at this company?
Get out. Show you out the door.
Why aren't you in a more interesting business?
Then why'd you want a job here? If it's not interesting, get out. You ain't gotta work here.
Will the company move my rock collection from California to Maryland?
I didn't get a comment. Next one.
And lastly, does your company have a policy regarding against concealed weapons?
I keep a security guard on him 24/7. Don't move! I just had to get my wallet.
I'd be like, you sit right here, run outside, grab the phone, security. We got another one.
Yeah, it's him.
So that's pretty interesting. We'll go to that every now and then, so let's put that over to the side. There we go. Okay. OAP shoplifter lacks bite. A 70-year-old shoplifter tried to evade capturing by biting an arresting officer before he realized he left his dentures at home.
I bet that was nasty. I don't let him go.
Where am I here? Where am I?
He's coming, me! He's coming, me!
Phenomena.
Let him old people eat, you know?
The man turned on a policeman when he grabbed him as he ran out of the clothes shop in Germany after stealing a shirt.
Well, I don't have
but instead of sinking his teeth to the officer's arm, he was only able to leave a wet mark with his
gums. Oh, that's freaking nasty.
He's like a slug.
I gotta moisten it up.
Ugh. Police spokesman said he tried to bite the officer several times but had forgotten to put his false teeth in and wasn't able to cause him any harm except a few, you know.
Mental harm.
I puked everything I'd ate. Oh, man, here we go. Teacher charged with distributing obscene material.
Okay, this sounds good.
Okay, here we go. A cheapskate...
I like the first word.
A cheapskate middle school teacher was arrested Wednesday on charges. He showed obscene drawings to two students at school. Jack Robinson, 38, was arrested at his home in Red Bay Lane, according to police. The Oscar Smith Middle School 8th grade teacher faces two counts, each of distributing obscene material and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And school officials confirmed Robinson is no longer employed with the school district.
So what's the obscene material?
According to a search warrant obtained by 13 News, Jackson had dozens of hardcore pornography.
Okay.
Pornographic cartoons.
Cartoons?
In a book bag.
Here, watch this. It's good cartoons, kiddies.
The records also showed that when students needed paper, Jack Robinson would direct the students to the graph books that contained the explicit images.
I can't get over hardcore cartoons.
Show pictures of Officer Delicious.
Give it to me, Daffy. Where's that carrot going, Bugs? Bugs, careful with that carrot. Hey, Pinocchio, watch that nose, man.
That waskily wabbit.
My mama done told me to fuck you before Dan. Heck yeah! Oh, oh man! No.
Oh, my heart. Oh my god.
Up. Oh my goodness.
According. Hello, next week.
You ain't lying.
Oh my god. Oh my god. My chest. According to court documents, the student notified the principal, who then confronted Robinson and found two notebooks and other images in his boot bag. Okay.
All right.
In that book bag, according to the documents, both notebooks contain numerous hand-drawn pornography cartoons. And there were over 65 downloaded pictures. Police told 13 News that Robinson was also searching for porn on his school computer. He's not the only teacher to do that.
Yeah, man.
Working with computers, you find out the dirty teachers. I can fill you in on something. I don't work for the school anymore. I don't have that confidentiality anymore. You remember that crap you had to sign for apprenticeship?
Yes, and you couldn't say nothing about what went on there and da 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 da.
I'm not under that anymore.
We're done.
It's not an official document actually either. No legalities. A lady from BainbridgeGA.com, no, not trying to promote them or anything, but went to Ms. Hubbard to talk about the apprenticeship program, and she talked about me. Ms. Hubbard did. Okay.
And you didn't do shit.
No, I didn't.
Me neither. And I got a job there.
I know. Hey, I did nothing, but I still didn't get a job. So, oh well. Man admits delivering venomous spider to colleague.
Apparently wasn't too much of a colleague, Dan.
London.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
A British man admits he delivered a package containing a venomous tarantula to a colleague from work. Milan Hector, sure this wasn't in Mexico?
Yeah, it sounds kind of Mexican. Man.
Made the admission in court in central Britain, saying he delivered the rare Mexican...
That was pretty good.
The Mexican red-kneed tarantula in a box addressed to a woman at a branch store where they both worked. The intended recipient was not hurt. After discovering the spider, store staff alerted animal control officials who took it away. The spider is one of the most common spiders used in movies because of its scary appearance. With a hairy, dark brown body, it has a leg span measuring up to 10 inches. An official said it's not the most dangerous species of tarantula, but its bite could be fatal if someone has an allergic reaction.
Let's catch. I can't get into the cartoon thing. I can't get over it.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Batman, how would you like to fuck me up the ass? Superman, I heard you're steel. Man of Steel.
Speaking of that, we're going to take a break and then we're going to go to a break listening to some Rick James, bitch. Super Freak.
Rick James.
You're listening to The Entire Show. We'll be right back.
And you can't touch this.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mama. She will never let your spirits down. Once you get her off the street. Oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm an all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please. Oh, no. That girl is pretty wild.
Welcome back to the Untitled Show.
Super Freak. Kind of sounds like one super of the porno people, don't it? The porno superheroes.
Rick James, you bitch.
Rick James, bitch.
You gotta love that.
You got that. Little old stuff there.
A little oldie there. Word to your mother. Yeah, biatch. Chasing victory there. All that. They're pretty good. Wow, that was kind of sudden.
Yeah, that was kind of
that was very smooth there. Anyway.
God, I gotta shoot.
Why didn't you do it while we went to break?
That's kind of a short break. I was laughing over.
Yeah.
Batman. Come here, Robin.
Ooh. Ooh, stop it.
Okay, that was kind of nasty.
MySpace.com/theUntitledShow, in case you don't know already. MySpace,
oh, duh.
MySpace has reported us as spam. Normally, we go on these rants where we add about 50 people at a time.
Yeah.
And then after we do that, we have to start typing in this validation code to make sure, so they can make sure that we're not a computer, make sure that we're not a bot. And now, normally they only leave that up for like 24 hours. Now it's up there constantly. It's been that way for the past 4 days now. We haven't been able to add anyone. So we're kind of stuck at 580 friends. Oh, wait, how many friends? I'm not sure how many friends we have. So could someone tell us, please? Hold on, they're looking in the office in there.
They're slow.
God, come on, people. Jesus.
That's all y'all do.
What the hell? Hold on. They're still looking. How many friends do we have? What? 585 friends. So we're stuck there.
Kind of stuck. Kind of an odd number.
Yeah, kind of weird. Get us up to 1,000, somebody. Spread the word about us. There we are. Yeah, there we go. No man is worth my tears.
Okay.
I love just reading some of these. Some of these are like, wow, that comment by Jeff is still there. Let's see here. Who can we torture on MySpace while we're doing the show? Let's look at my friends here that's online. No one, probably. Aw, this sucks. None of my friends are online. 55 friends and not one of them's online.
Why, you know.
That's gotta suck. Anyway. But, yeah, so anyway.
I've got a ship.
Bob at theentitledshow.net to email, or you can email Donnie by Donnie at theentitledshow.net. Your emails to Donnie will go to me, and then I'll pass them on to him because he doesn't have an account yet, and we're working on it. I'm gonna put him on the computer in the editing room, and I'm gonna put him on Yahoo, and I'm gonna have him set himself up an account. So there we go. Anyway.
All right.
Anyway, back to what we were doing. Caught on tape: woman loses shirt during robbery.
A lot of people always gotta strip when they're trying to steal stuff.
A woman tried to steal cash from a Kansas City convenience store, but she ended up losing her shirt, and it was caught on tape.
Well, what'd you do?
Last week's attempted robbery at Georgia and Georgia was caught on surveillance video. It showed a woman walking to a store about 1:30 a.m. and grabbing a can of soda. She headed to the counter, then jumped over the counter toward the open cash register. However, the would-be thief was foiled when a store clerk, Omar Takao,
why is it always gonna be Haitians?
Grabbed the woman's shirt. The topless woman stole $3 and fled.
$3.
But her shirt was left behind. And look at the color of her. Black!
That's a big old woman.
And a black woman. She looked like a monkey. Jumping over that.
My office delicious. That's Mr. Delicious. Mr. Delicious.
Oh, Jesus.
Some little cartoon name.
I was surprised because I wasn't waiting for a woman. I was waiting for a man, and the thing made me a little confused, Takao said. Okay. Takao has fooled thieves before. In February, he made the news when he chased a would-be robber from the store with a golf club. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that.
You know, grabs the golf club and starts whacking him with a 9-iron.
Yeah. And then he runs outside and beats him up in the car.
No, no, no. And then he takes the 9-iron away from him, and then he reaches underneath the counter and grabs a 1-wood, grabs a driver, that starts wailing the crap out of him. 4! Give me your nuts. He said he's not thrilled with all the publicity, but he's not afraid to stand up for what's right.
Apparently not.
Okay.
Just
anyway,
strip people down and make them run home naked.
He said he got the stolen $3 back when the woman returned to get her shirt. She had two guys waiting for her in the car outside. They all got away, but without the cash. She came back for the shirt.
The shirt's not even worth $3.
We have a phone call from Poot.
Poot.
Josh, hold on a second. So, Josh, what's up? Josh, what's up?
Nothing.
What?
Huh?
What the hell are you doing? Are you putting me on the air or something?
Suck my ass.
No, no, we're...
Suck my ass.
We're in the middle of recording.
Yeah. I was going, what program do y'all use for the video on WMGR?
VT.
Huh?
VT.
VT?
Yes.
B-E-T. Bet. No. Black Entertainment Channel?
VT, that's what we use.
Oh, is it any good?
Yes. It's very good.
Okay. Guess why I was asking.
Why?
The guy from, 101...
I fucking hate you!
Yeah, he's wanting me to,
You cocksucker!
...video stuff for his station.
You stupid son of a bitch! If you don't say no, I swear to God I'll cut your nuts off! Who the fuck is that?
I'm working. I've gotta go.
Okay, then.
Your ass is mine!
Hang on.
Alright, done.
Okay. Now, we didn't really get into this the last show the way that I wanted to. In case you don't know, here in Bainbridge, there is a TV station that is also being run by the AM station here, which we are at right now. But there's also an FM station in town that we will leave nameless. Which he just said that I have to go back and beep out. Thanks, Poot. That was Poot for everyone. There you go. Now we have an example to go off how bad his speech is.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus Christ. But I have no problem with the other station getting the audio rights to a certain high school sports. But why would they want the video rights to it? Unlike us, they don't have a TV station to go to. So how in the hell are they going to get the video out there? By downloading or video streaming? Both? Very
slow.
Horrible. Slow as hell. Unless you know how to program.
I'm not sitting there waiting 8 hours to watch a 4-hour game.
It is so freaking stupid. And he thinks it's going to work. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of resources. Gee, I thought I was stupid. And now I think I just played it to the hands of the devil. I should have known that he wanted why he would ask something like that. I should have known.
Why didn't you ask?
God damn it.
Call him back and say, oh no, we changed it.
Call him back and say
something else. Oh, I went and checked. We used something different.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now I'm pissed.
Why don't you call him back and tell him we used something different?
Yeah, like he's going to believe that.
Well, you know.
Ugh.
I feel like, hey man, they told me not
God
to tell you,
damn
but,
it.
Told me not to tell you, but, they use, whatever.
We gotta take a break. I'm pissed now.
I gotta shit.
We gotta take a break. I gotta regroup. We
gotta punch a hole in them.
We'll be back to finish this show off. You're listening to The Untitled Show.
Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. The place you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your confidence take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel.
Welcome back. I've had time to regroup, although I'm still kind of pissed. Let me make this plain and simple right now. If Poop cost me my job because of that shit.
It's on my Donkey Kong.
If that little episode right there just cost me my damn job, I'm gonna kill that little creep. Jesus Christ.
Yoda.
Motherfuck. Thank God we're on the internet again.
Yeah.
Now I'm just severely pissed off.
That was severely tough.
I hope as he's on his way to go tell Kevin right now, I hope... Well, damn it, I gotta go beat that out now. I hope he drives off a fucking cliff. Motherfuck.
There's no cliffs in damage.
I hope he wrecks to a damn telephone pole and then it explodes. I know that's impossible, but I hope it does.
That's possible. He's got a gas leak.
Can you tell I'm pissed?
No. Not one damn.
Can you tell I'm pissed?
That kind of hurt, man.
I just scared the guys in the glass booth.
For real, man. Jumped up like
that. They're all scared now. Yeah, come in here and say that. Bastards.
You need to get my ass out of here.
Now I know why nobody likes us. Can we just end the show now? I mean...
Fuck this.
I mean, since now we're doing this every week, I think we can afford to leave 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
Fuck me in the asshole.
Sure.
There it is. I tell you what, we're just gonna go. I mean, I can't keep...
He's pissed.
I'm just...
Royal.
I am beyond royal. Oh, son of a... I am beyond pissed right now. I am infuriated. And I'm using the big words now, so you better watch out.
He's really gotta think about these.
Ugh. This has been the Untitled Show, episode 18. See you fuckers later. Next week. I love